it's time for the weekly feed. I'm joined by Callan Boyce. He is Fairfax's National Food and Drink Editor. Callan, good morning.
G'day, mate.
Long time no talk. Now, something hot in the news that you're investigating today has, of course, been where the cheese gets placed on a burger.
Oh, it's sent the internet into a meltdown, so to speak, Nick. Yeah, that's why I couldn't be in the studio this morning. I'm heading over to Mary's at Newtown to shoot a video with the City Morning Herald guys. Taste testing some burgers made in different ways. So if in case no one caught it, this Monday, I believe it was, there was a tweet sent out by some bloke in America, founder of some media company, blah, 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 don't care. But Thomas Backley was from Backley Media, if anyone actually does care. But he noted that the difference in the Apple and Google burger emojis. So the Google Apple one's fine, more or less. But the Google one, they've placed the cheese on the bottom of the burger, beneath the meat and the bread. Now, if anyone knows anything about burgers, that is a no-go.
A no-go?
Yeah, completely. If you you want the cheese to be on top of the meat, so it melts down, becomes one with it. You don't want it to be on the bottom. When you put that in your mouth, the first thing you're going to get is like a big like, mouthful of gluggy cheese in your tongue. And no one wants this. But this is common knowledge. Like if Google had bothered to Google this, they wouldn't have been in the predicament they are now. But he needed to get off Alta Vista or whatever they're using over there, their search engine.
But come on, like once it's in your mouth, and I am playing devil's advocate here, don't get me too wrong, once it's in your mouth and you're just chewing it all up, does it really matter where the cheese began?
Yeah, I think so, because your cheese is still melting as well when it hits the burger. So some places will put the cheese onto the patty when it's still cooking on the grill and it kind of melts down then. Other places will put on a bit after. So it's still got about 30 seconds to wait before you rip out of the bag and start eating it to melt down. And it's not going to do that if it's on the burger, the bottom of the burger between the bread and the lettuce and tomato or whatever.
Now, maybe
it is important, yes.
Maybe I'm showing my age here, but back in the old days when you got a burger from the corner shop and it looked like someone had just tipped salad into a bag and put some meat near it and hoped for the best, you used to have the cheese toasted onto the bottom bun.
Oh, jeez, you've rocked my world with
that. Yeah, sorry, that's how the cheese always came. They'd toast it on the bottom bun and then everything would go on top of it.
Yeah, I tell you what, you're not wrong. Well, maybe today in this taste test of Mary's we'll discover that shit, like they might have been onto something. I think we need to talk to like Paul out of Sylvania Waters or someone like that who's still rocking the classic Milk Bar Burger and get their hot take on this, because I think you could be onto something, Nick.
The Milk Bar Burger was a delight. Look, I gotta say, one of the best burgers I ever ate was over in Las Vegas, bizarrely enough, and it was buffalo meat. But it had blue cheese that had been crumbled into the patty and then reformed. So the cheese was inside the meat, melting away.
Oh, hello. Yeah, right. That's pretty intense.
It is.
There's a lot going on there. See, I'm not a cross. I don't like the sound of that. That's not a burger to me. There's too much funny business going on.
You're a purist.
I totally. I think you just need the meat. Cheese isn't always essential either. Just like really, really good quality meat. That should be able to stand up on its own, and then some lettuce and tomato. But mustard is absolutely key, and so is a good squeeze of tomato sauce and or ketchup.
Couldn't agree more on that side of it. I mean, look, burgers have taken off in Sydney. It's a bit hard to pick what's good anymore when there's just so many.
Yeah. I mean, it all stems from, I would say, well, Rocktool Bar and Grill in Sydney about 10 years ago, they put the Wagyu burger on the menu in the bar there, and that was the first ever gourmet burger, shall we say, that came onto the scene, I think, in Australia. And then it all kind of changed from there. Mary's opened up probably, I think, four years ago in Sydney.
Yep.
And they were the first ones to kind of like really nail that American classic, holding one hand and swig a beer with the other style of burger. And Mary's still, like, absolutely, I think, the best burgers in Sydney. It's good that you can get them now at the Mary's in Newtown on Mary Street, but you know what? They also make them over at the Unicorn Hotel those guys own as well in Paddington. So, and I think the Lansdowne is rocking a little variation now of the Mary's burger, but it's a Mary's burger pizza.
Oh, well.
Where they actually like crumble up the burger patty into meatballs and make a like a meat lovers style pizza out of it, with some salami from LP's Quality Meats down in Chippendale.
No, I don't know how I feel about that. That's very weird. But go on.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot going on. Not the kind of thing you probably want to eat before go watch a Cosmic Psycho gig or whatever. which I think I'm doing tonight. But yeah, Mary's is still a king, man. The other ones I really, really like is Bar Umi. Those guys are over at Surrey Hills. It was a Japanese restaurant, and they started doing these like little burger pop-ups every weekend or every second weekend, and they just went absolutely nuts. And so they said, well, hang on a second, maybe we should just turn this fine dining restaurant into a burger joint. And that's what they did. So there's a bit of a Japanese vibe to them, so you might get some tonkotsu sauce on there, or some seaweed or wasabi or stuff here and there. But the crusty burger is just an absolutely crack out, like holds it together in one piece. It doesn't slop all over the place, which a lot of burgers do, and it's really good quality meat. He's also got a great chicken katsu burger over there, which I don't really like calling burger. I think a burger's got to be fish. So I think a chicken katsu sandwich,
okay.
Shall we say.
Okay.
A lot of American people would hate the idea of a chicken burger. It's a chicken sandwich, but I'll let him have it. So that's a cracker. And also, still, I reckon the best is that Rockville burger that you can get with a David Blackmore Wagyu. I think it's $25 now, so you're spending a bit. But, for once in a year, if you want to treat yourself to a burger and a bottle of Burgundy down at Neil Perry's Rockville, then, you can have a pretty good time with it.
Burger and a Burgundy. All right, I'll take your advice on that one. I'm not sure I'm ready for a $45 burger just yet. I look forward to the results of this taste test. Callum Boyce, thank you very much, mate. We'll talk in a fortnight.
Cheers, bye.
So, Callum Boyce there. He's the National Food and Drink Editor for Fairfax, on his way to work out exactly where the cheese needs to be put on a burger for maximum taste.